Okay.
We'll wing it. So this is me. I am the residential service director of Naomi and Ruth. I came to Naomi and Ruth in 2016, and I've never left. And the reason I never left is because the power of the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, and he said, you're going to be my servant, and you're going to work for me. And I said, okay, I'm all in, hands down. Lead me the way you want me to lead. So in 2017, as I was scrolling through the real estate ads, I came to this house. Do we have a picture of the house or no? There, this is the house. So we came to a picture of this house, and I started, and I looked at that, and I was like, what a place that would be for women to heal. So the old residence that we had 5 bedrooms. And on occasion, we've housed 21 women in those 5 bedrooms. So you're going to say, how? We bunk bed them everywhere. During COVID, when everybody shut down, I was like, I called Teen Challenge, I called every ministry that I could think of, and I said, what is your process through this? They said, well, we're shutting down. I sat down at my desk, and I put my feet up, and I go, Lord, is this what you have for these hurting people out there that we're going to shut down? And he said, no, keep rolling. So within 10 minutes, I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and she was doing the drive-through testing at the Moncton Coliseum. So that enabled us to keep rolling. I'd send them to the testing zone, bring them into the center, isolate them for 7 days, and move them into the rehab. So although COVID was a glitch on everyone, God was still at work. Through this vision, this house has 14 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms. That enables us to serve 20 women comfortably. So God has blessed us with this house. We moved in on July 1st. It's the biggest move I've ever done in my whole life. 14 women moved with me, and they worked hard and diligently worked hard at getting into this place. My heart was for you to see the video that we have, but somehow it just doesn't want to play for us. So that's okay. It is on our website. If you go to naomiandruth.ca, you can view it there. But it's a beautiful video, and it really describes what this ministry is all about. You know, women have the hardest time to come to recovery because usually they have children. And for a mom to leave her children or have her children taken from her to go to recovery really causes issues for the mom and for the child. So with this residence, we've been blessed, highly blessed, that we do have an apartment on site that we can house a mom and her children, and mom and child can heal together. So being that we just moved there the 1st of July, we have our first resident that is having her children placed back with her after they've been apprehended by CPS, that they can be housed there, that they can heal there, that they can attend church with the women, that they have Jesus 7 days a week without fail. So God has blessed us in many, many ways with this residence. At this time, I'm going to have Caitlin come forth and share her story. So Caitlin is short time in program, and this is her first time sharing, so she's a little timid. So let's just bless on her today.
I'll stay here, please. Hello. I would like to start off my prayer. Start off with a prayer I heard the other day before I go on with my testimony. Dear God, I have tried to fix and control my life hurts, hang-ups, and habits all by myself. I admit that by myself I am powerless to change. I need to begin to believe and receive your power to help me recover. You love me enough to send your son to the cross and die for my sins. Yes. Help me be open to the hope that I can only find in him. Please help me start living my life one day at a time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hallelujah.
My name is Caitlin. I would like to begin with thanking the Lord for who I've become today and how I've been shaped into the woman that stands in front of you all. I'm 39 years old, and as far back as I can remember, I have grown up in a very dysfunctional family. Only with myself, my mother, and my younger brother. My household looked a lot like all forms of abuse, and a mother that suffers with extreme alcoholism. Along with that came a lot of manipulation and control. I find it very hard to be able to please her. Without pleasing her, there was no showing of love of any kind. I suffered a lot silently with self-harm and eating disorders at the age of 9. I found myself in children's mental health units on and off of all sorts of medication. Then from the age of 12 to 16, I was in and out of secure youth facilities, mostly due to the fact that it felt more like a family. I felt safe and secure, and there was routine, which I longed for. On my 16th birthday, while I was in the youth facility, I had found out I was pregnant. And the judge, along with Children's Aid Society, had told me the only way I was possibly able to keep my baby, and that still being a long shot, was to be back at my mother's until I could prove that I could be a mother. Which really, how could that be when I was a mother to my younger brother? I can't seem to do anything when it came to her. Fast forward, I did get out on my own with my firstborn and had 2 more after that. They're all adults now. But I fell back into addiction and self-harming for 10 years and felt lost. You're not understanding why I kept falling into bad relationships, along with feeling like life was always falling apart. I started to look inward. Where could I possibly get the help to these answers? To help me begin unloading all my trauma and seek better ways and habits. It just happened to be a year prior to me being here that Naomi and Ruth was mentioned for my youngest child. Caught up in her own addiction. So I called this year for myself and I was accepted to come. It's helped me so much already to put a name to my higher power. God, that means more than words could ever describe, to be honest. I now believe I have a purpose for being here. I can say his word helps me better understand everything I've had to endure, and it wasn't for nothing. I notice when talking to my youngest child that the spiritual change in me is showing. I hear her tell me how proud she is for me to come to Naomi and Ruth. And seeing me achieve my goals is making her want to achieve hers. And for a mother, that sentence right there made me realize I was finally doing something right. God bless. Thank you for your time and allowing me to share my story. And I would like to end with a scripture I like. Psalms 13, 3, 4, and 5. Turn and answer me, O Lord, my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying we've defeated them. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me.
Amen. Thanks, Caitlin. It takes a lot of courage to get up here and be vulnerable. So thank you so much, Caitlin. God's going to bless you abundantly. So we all, in Naomi and Ruth, we've all come from addiction, myself included. I spent 45 years in addiction, 15 years in federal and provincial institutions, until I walked into an institution and it's like, I need to change my life. What does that look like? I had no clue. I had a relationship, or I can't say I had a relationship. I met Jesus, but I wasn't aware of who he really was. When I was in my teens, I attended a church, but the relationship wasn't there. By God's grace and God's mercy, when I walked into the institution serving my fifth federal sentence, the chaplain was my school teacher from a previous sentence, and she actually showed me who Jesus was. And it's funny and it's hilarious because, like, I was like one of those hard people that I was never going to soften. I didn't think I was going to let anybody in at all. But Jesus got his hand in. He carved out a little piece of my heart, and he took up residency there. And that chaplain took me to Naomi and Ruth. She wouldn't let me stop for a pack of cigarettes. I was choked. But it was okay. So that helped me to quit smoking, eventually. But when I see how God's hand moves on each and every person that walks through that door, it just puts me in awe of who he is. And the hardest thing that we have to understand is, how do we believe in a spirit that we can't see, but we can feel? That teaches us to believe in things unseen. So whether I knew it or not, God was working through my life, and I had no idea. But he got a hold of us. So every employee that is employed at Naomi and Ruth has come through addiction, has suffered the addiction, has lost and regained in Christ. And it's only through Christ that we regain anything, because he gives us back a hundredfold of what the enemy stole from us. So we're so, so blessed to have an Abba Daddy that loves us that much. And it just, like, he floors me every day. When I see women come through and heal and are good and they get the power of the Holy Spirit on them, it's the biggest heart-welcoming thank you that you could ever get. And it's not for me, it's for Christ Almighty. So it gives me great pleasure to call Shelly up, and she's going to share a bit of her story. So Shelly is 3 months in program. She's shared her story a few times. So she's ready.
Hello, thank you for having me here. My name is Shelley. I am 39 years old and I come from a poor family, the only black family in Gagetown. It was very hard growing up as I dealt with a lot of racism and molestation. My mom had left when I was 12 years old. That is when I started drinking and using marijuana with my cousins. At the age of 14, I ended up being placed in a youth detention center for stealing. I didn't want to go back home due to childhood trauma, so I was placed in a teen center in Fredericton. That was when my life really started going downhill. I moved from city to city, Fredericton to Montreal, where I went to go see and ask my mom why she had left. I had got no answers. I ended up meeting a man and selling myself. I thought I was loved. I thought he loved me. Boy, was I wrong. My mom passed away July 19th, 2007, so I moved back home. I moved to St. John, New Brunswick. Then I found myself using hard drugs for 7 years until I found out I was pregnant. I had to leave St. John and that lifestyle, and I stayed clean for 5 years with when my kids were born. From 2016 to 2021, I smoked weed. But in 2021, I met yet another man who I thought was the love of my life. I again ended up back on hard drugs and lost my kids indefinitely. I hit rock bottom, beyond rock bottom, in and out of relationships, and not one of them was good for me. I suffered domestic violence in all of them. I had never felt what love was until coming here at Naomi and Rue. I had been here for 4 months.
Okay, sorry.
And the love and joy that I feel is just amazing. I wasn't much of a believer when I got here, but let me tell you, I've given my life over to Jesus as I've watched him move in my life. I got baptized September 21st.
Amen.
Another miracle is I've seen God work in my twin boys, whom got baptized with me. God is so good. I was struggling in hopelessness, but now I have hope. God is changing me. I could not have made it through the storm without Jesus. I now have a new family here at Naomi and Ruth for life. I've learned so much about myself. For the first time in my life, I love what I see. I am now a mother I knew I was called to be. I feel warm inside as to feeling empty. My heart feels less heavy. I find myself. Well, that's just it. I'm finding myself.
Amen.
And that's because of being here at Naomi and Ruth and finding my identity in Christ. God has lifted me up and taught me some incredible lessons even through times of hurt and pain. No matter what poor choices I have made or struggles and hurt I have experienced, I know that God still loves me and he desires to comfort, protect, and guide me out of my mess and pain. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the doors will be opened to you." That scripture stuck with me for a month. For a month now, it was my sign to open up to God and let him love me. I can now say that God is the love of my life. I have never felt a love like this before. It's truly an amazing feeling. I am so proud to be a child of God. Thank you for letting me share my story.
Thanks, Shelley. So there describes two women that have struggled severely, and you see how God has moved through their life. My last testimony today is Mary. Mary is 8 months in program, and where she was at and where God's taken her is a blessing, an honor, and a privilege to stand beside her here today.
Good. Good morning, everyone. I appreciate this opportunity with being able to share my testimony with you. My name is Mary. I am 50 years old. I've been with Naomi and Ruth since February 26, 2025. On the 26th of this month, I will be 9 months in my recovery journey. I have two children, a son who is 26 and a daughter who is 17. I am originally from Inuvik, Northwest Territories. I reside in London, Ontario. I got adopted out of Inuvik to a couple from Nova Scotia. My dad was in the military, and my mom worked in banking. I had an amazing childhood. My parents had a baby girl of their own when I was 5. Then we met my other sister when I was 11. I've tried to get sober from alcohol and drugs a lot through the years. I kept running away from my problems and from everyone who loved me, because I did not love myself. I found myself homeless and on the streets with no support from family because they were tired of trying to help me out, and I just kept hurting them and using them. I ended up in the hospital because I was really sick from not taking care of myself with my addiction. I was in a mental ward before I asked God to help me, and my prayer got answered by Loretta Charters, asking if I'm ready to come home. I had a day before coming to Naomi and Ruth. My parents let me stay with them. Before I left to come here, I got to spend time with my parents and my daughter before I came to change my life and learn about myself and why my journey is now the time to live a beautiful life. And I now also love myself. which I couldn't grasp before. God showed me the greatest gift is loving yourself, so it can shine like a little light for everyone to see. My friend Natasha taught me the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:10-13, which I say every night to remember God gave me a beautiful life, and I need it to live to praise him in all his glory. What I am looking forward to in my life and my life is having my family back, who are looking forward to my return in a positive life, and to give hope to others who think change is not possible. Thank you for allowing me to share my testimony today. I would like to leave you with the scripture, John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus answered, without me, no one can go to the Father. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I just pray that these testimonies touch your heart. I hear them pretty regularly, and I'm telling you, I choke back the tears because I seen them when they came, and I see where they're at, and I see the hand of God moving through, over, on, in, through every situation in their life. Most women come in and they've had no contact with their parents or their children for quite some time, because addiction is a thief, and it takes from you, and it takes, and it takes, and it takes, until we get the courage to stand up and say, no, you're not going to do that to me and my family anymore. So we get the pleasure of seeing the restoration of families where there was no contact, there is now. So that's an extreme blessing for us. So I don't know if any of you received these pamphlets. Naomi and Ruth is a faith-based, nonprofit, charitable organization that relies solely on donor-based giving. We don't accept government funding, because as soon as we accept government funding, Jesus becomes Elf on the Shelf at Christmas time. So we have to follow their curriculum. We choose not to follow their curriculum, but we choose to follow a Christ-based curriculum. So all of our program is geared around the healing of Jesus Christ. So the morning would look like 9 o'clock would be worship. Worship takes place from 9 till 9:30, or if the Spirit's leading it, will go longer. Then we move into a Bible study. We also do 12-step overcomers program, which is a step study that helps lead you through your healing journey with Christ as the center of it all. We also do a codependency course, which helps with, you know, I didn't think I was codependent until I started doing this codependency course with them. And then I'm like, oh God, why didn't you show me that before? But as we started this course, I've come to learn that I'm healing with these ladies as much as they're healing with the curriculum that we have. And that's the blessing that God has given us, to surround each other with sisters that can heal together in Christ and become whole in Christ. Without Christ, we're nothing. So we have several ways of giving. We do a sponsor a woman. So if you would like to sponsor a woman for $35 a month, you can communicate with this woman and encourage her throughout her journey. At $70 per month, it helps sponsor two women. At $100 per month, you will sponsor three women in the program, and that will carry through them with their 12 months of recovery, where you can write them letters to encourage. You could do phone calls, but due to safety reasons, we don't give their last name, but we give the first name. So if you are so inclined to sponsor a lady, we'd be more than grateful. We're also in the midst of a capital campaign. So the capital campaign is about us owning the property that you've seen, because right now we're on a lease agreement, and we were so blessed. Like, we were really so blessed. So we've been in over a year working through the process of getting into this house where we can house more women. But God moved on the lady that owns this house, and her heart opened, and she opened the doors to us. So we are in the midst of $1 million campaign, 1.6 million to be exact. And we're believing in faith that God's going to supply all we need to obtain this house. So if you are interested in maybe taking a look at our capital campaign and what it entails and how you can help, we'd be more than happy to give you a copy of this booklet. So this pretty much concludes our presentation for today. Somehow our video didn't want to play, but God provides anyways. So thank you all for listening, and I just bless you with your day. Thank you.
Thank you, Loretta. And thank you, Shelley and Mary, Caitlin or Caslin? Caitlin, for sharing your stories. Isn't it wonderful to be reminded that this isn't just a social club, you know, just get together to have fun on Sunday morning, but to be reminded that we serve an amazing God who's at work setting people free, leading people to Him, restoring relationships and families. I know that I'm just looking around the room, people I see here this morning and people I got to talk to yesterday. God is doing stuff. He's just doing stuff. But God, we want more. I love hearing your stories. I used to run a crisis pregnancy center. I've heard lots of stories from the trenches. And I know that we can provide so many things, but unless you can provide Jesus, sharing, guys. I know it takes a lot of courage. How many of us are going to be committed to praying for Naomi and Ruth's ministry and what they're doing? Yeah. So I know that we're going to do an offering, and you know what? If you can partner with them financially, it's a good investment. If you can't, it's not a pressure thing today, okay? I need you to know that. But we're going to commit as a church family to be praying for them, right? We love what Teen Challenge does with men. We've supported them for years and years. I love what they do. I love that we're going to get to round out our support here. Support some women that are coming into freedom, coming into understanding who they are. So, this may be a little weird, but can you guys come on up here? And we pray for you today. Is that okay? If there's a few of you that want to come join me, I'd love to put a hand on each shoulder. Maybe some ladies in the congregation come join me. And we would just love to speak over you. We celebrate with each of you what God is doing and that He has shown Himself to you as a Savior and a friend, as a Redeemer, as a Restorer, that He has shown Himself to you. As the lover of your soul, as the meeter of every need. So just open your eyes and look around you for a minute. These are lovely church ladies. They don't have it all figured out. A lot of them come from stuff themselves. Come on. But look around out here too. We're committing to pray for you and what Naomi and Ruth is doing. Okay, not just you three, even though thank you, Jesus and Loretta. Sorry, don't mean to leave you out. We're going to commit to be praying for you and and we know that God is going to encourage you, and he's going to provide every need, not just the finances, but every need, right? Thank you, Lord. So, Father, Abba, Daddy, we come to you, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, not just in these four women's lives, but God, we are reminded that you are more than enough, and that there is no one and there is nothing that is beyond your redeeming power. You are our Savior. You are our friend. You are our healer, restorer, and our soon coming King. And we worship you in this moment. And Father, we join together in unity. This body of believers right now, we join together in unity. Let me hear you guys. We are joining together in unity to pray a blessing on what God is doing in this ministry. Father, we thank you that you are going to provide for every need. God, the finances, you got that. We're praying for every other need. We're praying for the hurting hearts to come exactly where they need to be. For the mentors, for every professional, for every situation, for this real estate, for this owner of the real estate, for every heart involved, Lord. We thank you by your Holy Spirit that you are doing a beautiful work of healing, of restoration, of redeeming. We worship you, Lord. We bless this ministry today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we all say together, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, guys. Some hugs may ensue. I do want to mention this morning, just as Bob comes up and does a dismissal, that the prayer team can come on up, and I'm very aware of the fact that there might be people in the room that have someone in their life that's dealing with addiction or recovery, and or maybe something that you want some prayer with in your own life. So I just want to, as we finish today, make sure you know to stop at their table on the way out and speak some life and encouragement to them. But also, Natalie's going to play some music here, and you're more than welcome to come, and we'll pray over you. So, Bob, did you want to close us in prayer? Oh, hang on. They're waving offering plates at me. I almost forgot. Thank you. We're doing a second offering for the ministry. I warned you about that at the very beginning of the service. So, they're going to pass an offering plate again. If you can help them, fantastic. If you don't have cash on you or something, you want to see them at the table to do a sponsor, do that. Whatever. But we're just going to stand here awkwardly for a moment.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the testimonies we've heard here today. We thank you, Lord, for how you're ministering. And we pray, Lord, that there be many more ladies, Lord, that will come into this ministry, Lord, that you would redeem. We pray, Father, that you would raise up the monies, that you would touch many hearts, Lord, that would contribute generously towards this ministry. We thank you for the opportunity we've had here today to give. And we pray that you would use these monies for the extension of your kingdom in this area of ministry. Blessed, we pray. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that you would just grant us a great day in your presence. Lord, may it not only be today, but tomorrow, the next day, as we draw near to you. In Jesus' name. If you feel that you would like to have some prayer today, there's members of the prayer team that would love to pray for you. God bless you. Have yourself a great day.